Oh, wow.
Welcome to everyone. This is very on the spot. Don asked me to speak last night at like 12 o'clock as I'm getting ready for bed. And I didn't really have time to think of much, but I'm just going to say over some words that I heard from the Sichas Musar last night in Gluck by Rabbi Reichman. He said something very beautiful that I never really thought about. Some of you guys might know this, but at Har Sinai, right, whenever the Jewish people, we got the Torah, before we got the Torah, we were basically goyim, right? So whenever we got the Torah, now we're gerim, we're converts, right? And as we know, as Rabbi Don was speaking about, you know, toveling the kelim and stuff like that, you know, how the status has to change and stuff like that, our status also changed from goyim to yehudim now. And there's three steps in the process of gerus. There's Mila, if you're obviously a male. There is Tefillah b'mikveh, and there is Kabbalat mitzvot, like Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. You have to accept the mitzvot upon yourself, right? But if you look at Bnei Yisrael, they, on the surface, it seems like they didn't go through these three processes, right? So there's two answers. One, Rav Soloveitchik gives. He says that if you're converting, I don't know exactly what Gemara he quotes. I don't know what Cheshbon he did. He obviously knows a lot more Torah than all of us combined, but he said something along the lines that since Bnei Yisrael converted as a nation and there wasn't an individual, then necessarily the process of Gerus, the steps didn't have to necessarily apply to them because they were basically converting as a group. So it wasn't like a regular convert who has to, you know, who's like a new baby born, who's doesn't have a father anymore, his mother's not really his mother anymore, his siblings not really his siblings. Everyone kind of converted each other, so they kind of kept like the same status. Now they're just Jewish. But I heard another beautiful answer, is that they really did go through the three steps, and it happened before the Ma'amad Har Sinai, what happened at Har Sinai. So when did they get the Milah? They got the Milah, if you know, in Mitzrayim, that Yosef declared, even the Mitzrayim had to get Milah before his brothers and his father came down. Everyone was getting Brit Milah. So Bnei Yisrael were even getting Brit Milah in Mitzrayim. So that's the first step. The second step is Mikveh, right? And I don't know if this sounds a little Hasidish, but there's a Midrash that says that at Har Sinai that Bnei Yisrael, they couldn't handle the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there was like a Tchiyat HaMitim, that once Hashem started speaking, everyone died. And then Moshe Rabbeinu realized that they can't handle the words, so Moshe Rabbeinu started giving down a different sheet of what he gave. The first two, did he give the first two Dibrot? Did he give the ten Dibrot? Did he give all the Dibrot? Different Mefarshim say different things. But basically it was like Tchiyat HaMitim, and Tchiyat HaMitim is like a new person. It's like a person who comes out of the mikveh. And then what's the third step? The third step is Kabbalat Torah. And that's whenever we said Naseh V'Nishma. So these three steps were our transformation into Judaism. And I just want to leave off with a little bit of Divrei Musar. We know that the Torah, when the Torah was given, it was given. It's the lashon that's used is lashon hove, like the present. Everyone knows this answer. Why does it speak about the Torah in present tense? Because every day when we wake up and we learn Torah, it's as if we're receiving the Torah on that day, and we have to have that same excitement. And I just remembered a beautiful story that Ben Chaim said on the Yurtzeit of Rav Ovadia 2 years ago, because we didn't have the Yurtzeit this year, but we didn't celebrate the Yurtzeit this year. We didn't remember the Yurtzeit this year. He said, "I didn't remember the Yurtzeit this year." but he said a beautiful story. He said, "How did Rav Ovadia remember all the Torah that he learned? How did Rav Ovadia learn all the Torah? How do you remember it? How do you have such strong mental capacity?" So he gave an example. He said, I don't know if we're all old enough here, but we somewhat remember 9/11. If we ask our parents about 9/11, about this event in history, or any major event in history, you could ask your parents, they'll probably tell you, I remember this day like it was yesterday. Like it's so clear in my mind. They remember exactly, if they have a TV in the house, what was on the TV, if they're listening to the radio, listening on the radio. Everyone remembers exactly what happened on 9/11. Why? Because it was such a big event in their life, in what was going on in the world. So when Rav Ovadia would learn Torah, his learning Torah was lahavdil like 9/11. It was such a big event in his life that it was like he couldn't even forget it. Every word of Torah was so precious to him. He couldn't forget it. And obviously, Rav Ovadia is on a very high level. But I think there are steps that we can take. And I think it's very obvious to say that If we're not showing up to shiur, that's one problem. That's something we're not going to learn the Torah if we're not showing up to shiur. But there are also different things that we could do. If we're half, you know, into the shiur, if we're using our phone, if we leave our phone in our pockets and it's vibrating half the time in shiur, how are we supposed to really focus on the learning? And this is the musar for myself also. I have to take this for myself. How can we really, you know, have that memorable event in history whenever we have a million different things going on around us? So Bezrat Hashem, we should every day we should keep accepting the Torah. The Torah should be new to us. We should be mechadish the Torah. We should Bezrat Hashem grow mala and Torah masi.
Yeah, exactly.